Officer Tom Decker was shot and killed on November 29, 2012, behind the Winter Sports Bar and Grill in Cold Spring. After nearly 6 years, the Stearns County Sheriff's Office has closed the case. In files released on Monday, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension report traces the investigation from the initial arrest and release of Ryan Larson to the suicide of their next suspect, Eric Thomas. The Stearns County Sheriff first arrested Ryan Larson only hours after Decker was shot, but later released because there was a lack of evidence of Larson's involvement, and he was never charged. Investigators then began following Eric Thomas after a few community members reported that he was in the area that night. Thomas told investigators that he went to multiple bars that night and ended up crashing at a friend's couch. But this alibi did not add up. Investigators tried to find Thomas's friend, only to learn they were given a fake name and address. On January 3, 2013, authorities went to interview Thomas again about where he was the night of the 29th. Officers report that as soon as they pulled up, Thomas saw them and ran, locking himself in a shed. Investigators tried to get Thomas to come out for 5 hours before they were given a key. Officers entered the shed to find that Thomas had hanged himself, along with a note that said, "I'm sorry, I can't handle this anymore." The BCA was then allowed to search Thomas's van, where they found 20-gauge shotgun shells. Thomas did not own a gun, so investigators asked his girlfriend why he had the shells. She told officers that Thomas took his two sons hunting and borrowed some guns from a friend back in November, the same month Decker was killed. No other arrests have been made in the shooting death of Officer Decker after the main suspect killed himself. Nearly 6 years later, we are still not sure exactly what happened that night behind Winner's Bar and Grill. And now, we are still left with the question, why was Officer Tom Decker shot on that November night back in 2012? Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Spencer Schott.